Some people might have thought that the reason why the Inter-American Court of Human Rights had such broad pronouncements in the case about consular relations and in the case about labor rights of illegal migrants was because the case was not against a particular state. It was an interpretation of the law. So one was wondering what would the court say once there was a quote unquote proper contentious case before it. And in fact, a number of contentious cases have now come before the Inter-American Court involving migrants. And the first that I want to consider, even though some people would say they were not really migrants because they were people who were born in the state against which the case went, was called Yin and Bosico. And Yin and Bosico is a case against the Dominican Republic, and the applicants are really victims, because one talks of victims in the Inter-American system rather than the more sanitized vocabulary of applicants in the European system. So the victims in Yin and Bosico had been two children. They were two girls. The problem started as they wanted to have their birth registered. And the Dominican Republic refused to register the birth, saying that they were transient migrants because it was assumed that they were from Haitian origin and that they would not stay in the Dominican Republic. The context of this case is huge because Haiti and the Dominican Republic share the same island. Haiti is a very poor country. The Dominican Republic is relatively much richer. And so, in situations like this, we often have people from one country wanting to go to the other to improve their conditions of life. Moreover, the Dominican Republic needs these workers. In the past, for cutting the canes, but today for the tourist industry or the building industry. Anyway, that's the context. So there is a huge population that the Dominican Republic says is illegal migrants, and the Dominican Republic then does not want to register the birth because if one is born in the Dominican Republic, one becomes a Dominican national. So, when the case eventually came before the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, the court would have known that it was an extremely sensitive issue. Despite that, it found violation after violation of the American Convention. It said that the right to nationality had been prohibited, but also the right to legal personality, because in law these people did not exist. The right to a name, also the right to be able to go to school because they had problems accessing education, and for their members of their family, their mothers or sisters, etc., the court also said that the prohibition of inhuman treatment had been violated because there had been a risk of being expelled as a non-national, which would have been, of course, terrible for everybody involved. Now, not only did the American court find a number of violations, but it went on to order a number of reparations. The judgment had to be published in the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic had to organize a public event to apologize to the victims. It had to change its procedures through which it would register birth. As part of that, it could not ask impossible documents such as identity cards, which is difficult for a population which is marginalized, so that any document proving the birth should be accepted. And also, the administration needed to be trained about the issue to avoid human rights violations in the future. The Dominican Republic absolutely rebelled against the judgment. It did not want to implement the judgment. And so that's an issue that we will need to come back to